With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Winter is coming on strong in mid-America.
Temperatures this morning, International Falls, 14 degrees below zero. Chicago is a little warmer. Temperatures are only in the lower teens. Minneapolis, temperatures are right around zero. So very cold air across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Pretty typical temperatures for a very cold air mass. At the moment, not a lot of records, though.
Bob Orovec, a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm. Anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the eastern United States over the next several days.
Also at SRNnews.com, traders returning to Wall Street Monday for the first full week of 2025 and following stock market gains at week's end.
Wall Street bounced back Friday from a holiday season slump. Surging tech shares helped the S&P advance 1.3%. The Dow rose 339 points. The Nasdaq soared 1.8%. NVIDIA provided much of the market's momentum, rising 4.5%. Shares of U.S. Steel dropped 6.5% after President Biden scuttled Nippon Steel's proposed $15 billion purchase of its Pennsylvania-based rival. Rich Thomason reporting.
New Orleans has held a vigil on Bourbon Street to mourn and celebrate the lives of those killed when a man rammed a pickup truck into a crowd, killing and injuring travelers and revelers celebrating the new year. The vigil on Saturday evening included relatives and others weeping as well as dancing to remember the victims. Road conditions beginning to deteriorate in the central part of the country. As we mentioned, a mixture of snow, ice, and plummeting temperatures. Forecast calling for the dreaded combo to spread eastward in the coming days. You'll find more news online, along with headlines, full analysis, and more at srnnews.com. Canada sends gender advisors to Ukraine, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And to Poland and to Haiti and everywhere the Canadian military is serving. A new government report states that in Poland, for example, quote, a task force gender advisor was involved in all aspects of this training mission and supported the local defense attaché in connecting with local and Ukrainian-based non-governmental organizations and interested parties. Critics say taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for Canada to export the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research, evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% to 61% over the last 3 years, and the percentage who gave to a nonprofit or ministry outside of church fell from 58% to 50%. More news online at srnnews.com. Say hello to the new kid on the block.
The Danish-Swedish Farm Dog is the latest dog in the American Kennel Club's lineup of recognized breeds. The designation makes the breed eligible to compete for many best-in-show trophies. It's also likely to bring more widespread interest in the small, sprightly dogs, and that possibility both gladdens and concerns their biggest fans. Carrie Sagebart is one of the people who worked to get the farm dogs recognized by the AKC. She says it's exciting, but farm dog folk don't want the breed's popularity to grow too quickly. John Scott reporting.
Some businesses use TikTok to grow their business, and owners using the platform in a variety of ways, from growing customer base to advertising and marketing, as well as selling goods. The Justice Department ordering the app's China-based parent company ByteDance to sell TikTok or face a U.S. ban by January 19th, the Supreme Court taking up the matter later this month. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.